Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Just a test. When you hear Twister, just a test. All right. No bad weather. And, well, might be where you live, but not where we're sitting.
Again, don't come to us for weather information.
No, do not.
We're not credible.
Do not come to us for weather information.
I watched some yesterday.
Yeah, of course you did.
I think like Mobile, Alabama.
All right.
You might have to be on the alert there.
Caveman Rob Oliva later on this morning.
Oh, and if you're out west, you're going to burn.
Yeah.
Not right now, but eventually.
Yeah.
Todd, I hope you're helping out. Nebraskans wanting to learn more about fly fishing can go to Lincoln tomorrow, the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission holding its Discover Fly Fishing event.
I don't know a thing about fly fishing.
Yeah.
You can go to Lincoln tomorrow and find out more about that, thanks to the Nebraska
Games
and Parks.
For when you like fishing, but you want it to be real difficult.
Well, you're standing in a stream, right?
You have to be in the water,
yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
And the fly rod's not, I mean, that thing's a whole art in and of itself, isn't it?
It is. Working that. Then you can get into tying your own flies.
All right, that'd be great.
Or something fun.
Yeah.
That's another thing you can spend a lot of money on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fly fishing gear.
A river runs through it. That's how Todd grew up right there.
You can go to these fly fishing camps.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Costs like $5,000 a week.
Yeah.
And they take you to special fly fishing spots.
Yeah.
Sounds like ball golf.
Or you could do something fun.
Yeah, you're right.
What I like doing is getting in the stream with fly fishermen, just using my little Snoopy rod or whatever I have, and a worm, and catch more fish than that.
That's what I like doing. You could just piss right there in the stream. That's what I like about it. You don't have to leave anything.
Yeah, then you're just a jackass.
No, everybody pees in streams.
No, you don't go.
You're wearing
a bunch
the big rubbers.
Yeah.
I know.
Then you're just standing in your own urine.
Who doesn't?
Well, I'd like not to.
At least have some kind of fishing rod in your hand.
No, oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a rod in his hand.
You're not going to walk off and find your urinal inside the woods somewhere. You're going to pee in a lake.
Well, yeah, do you have to take your waders off to do that?
Yes.
You have to.
Yeah,
you're standing in urine.
Yeah. Right. I don't not familiar with a zipper hole. That would kind of
That's why they call it fly fishing.
Purpose.
Right.
It'd also be a dead giveaway if you took your waders off in the middle of the water. They go, he's peeing.
That really defeats the purpose of the waders.
What are the fish drawn away from that?
Piss?
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
That's why I've never understood the appeal of the swim-up bar.
Oh, I know.
I don't think many people leave that.
A friend of ours, well, of course they don't. I know,
they're not getting up and going to the bathroom.
A friend of ours posted a picture of him in a pool in Vegas recently with his wife, and I got on there at his Facebook page, and he was standing as I wouldn't want to be there because
I saw that. I told you, come. It was packed.
Yeah, I know the music. It was just blows. I couldn't handle that music anyway. But it's a big douchebag outdoor pool party, and they're all standing in 3 feet of water drinking, and it's just packed. I said, you're standing in piss. He goes, I know. You are. It's a bunch of bros and women standing there. They aren't getting out the pee, and they're all drinking. And the pool is probably about 3.5-4 feet the whole way across. And they're all just standing in it drinking, with dancing to music. I've seen those pool parties in Vegas, and that's what they're all peeing in there.
Does that just smell worse and worse as the day goes on?
I would think so.
Well, here's the thing.
A lot of chlorine.
Gallons of chlorine.
From what I understand, when you smell the chlorine in a pool, it's because it's working. If you don't smell it, there's nothing for it to work on. So it's fine. So if you actually smell the chlorine, that's because it has to work. And that's what you're smelling
and
is it actually working on the crap.
The swim-up bars are packed. I like swim-up bars, but you're right. You just have to think you're sitting There's piss here.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, there's piss here.
That worries me about some hotel pools I've been to, like especially the indoor ones. Yeah. Where you could just, the chlorine just hits you in the face if you're not even in the pool. You're just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Now I don't know what that means.
That's to kill
Sometimes
piss.
It's a little much.
To kill piss.
Yeah. Well, that's because it has to work.
Yeah.
That's chlorine working. Right. And you don't want the chlorine to have to work.
No, but when I've gone into pools, hotel pools, where it just, the minute you walk in the room, it burns your eyes.
Right. Yeah.
Well, all those hotel pools feature kids, and they're definitely peeing in there. Yeah. But the swim-up bars in Jamaica or any kind of resort area, those people are sitting there drinking and pissing the whole time.
All day.
Yep. The guy's sitting there drinking, and he never gets out of that pool for at least an hour and a half. He's peed in that thing, you know?
Totally.
Of course he is.
Of course he has. And I can't quite blame him, actually. That's what chlorine's for.
A new bill to remove sales tax from feminine hygiene and baby products is headed to Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds' desk. The bill had bipartisan support.
She hates women. She hates women.
It would eliminate the sales tax on tampons, panty liners, menstrual cups, sanitary napkins, and diapers.
Who won the menstrual cup this year?
Some bitch.
I don't keep track of that.
Sorry, that was too easy and wrong.
He's not.
I'm not sorry.
He's not sorry.
You guys are all laughing, so I'm not sorry.
And did they take that all around the country? Party with it.
Give everybody a chance to
drink out of the menstrual
cup. Drink from the cup, right.
You get one day with it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You take it to Disney World.
Yeah, but he gets the menstrual cup.
Comes back a little damaged sometimes.
Oh, yes, it does.
But you got your name on it.
Damn right.
So apparently closing arguments start tomorrow in the Depp Heard trial. Johnny Depp's team will call one more rebuttal witness today. Then the ex-wife expected to retake the stand.
See, Kate Moss defended him, too, and they were together for a long time back in the day.
What's at stake here? Then, money?
I don't know. Yeah.
Money.
It must be.
It's a civil suit.
Well,
he's got
a fortune.
Yeah, he is suing her because of an article that she wrote not naming him.
I forgot that she starred in Aquaman, right? Or Aquaman 2 she's
Both.
In.
Yeah.
Right,
Both. She was in the first one. Yeah. The second one's not out yet.
Right.
But apparently.
Kate Moss or Amber Heard?
Amber Heard. Yeah. I didn't.
Apparently her role in the second one got cut big time. Like she's only in the movie for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, where she just poops in Aquaman's bed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Leaves a floater.
That's hard to do.
It's a floater. It is. In Aquaman's bed, right?
She's got to drop a sinker in Aquaman's case.
Oh, they're all
sinking
floaters.
Grumpy.
Don't say it, Puss.
Yeah, I don't think I know much of her work other than where they met on the Rum Diaries.
Yeah, that's true too. But I mean, I just read yesterday about the Aquaman stuff because I haven't seen those movies.
This can't help her career.
No.
I was talking to my daughter briefly about this yesterday.
A lot of good-looking women that are up for roles like that all the time, and they're just going to pick somebody else. Right.
Yeah.
Talking to my daughter about this briefly yesterday, and I asked her
why
people seem to be on Johnny Depp's side, especially women, and not Amber.
Right.
And she explained to me that many women seem to feel like she's not telling the truth, and women want to be able to have this defense.
Yeah.
Women want to have the defense
of the truth.
I was hurt. I was, I was abused.
Right. And if
they
you
want
lie
to
about
have
it,
this. And if the women are lying about it, it hurts the ones that are telling the truth.
It does a total disservice to people who are.
That's probably
victims of domestic violence.
And that's why women feel like she's not necessarily telling the truth all the time.
Yeah.
And they don't want the rest of them to be hurt by that.
Yeah. I told you earlier, my daughter thinks that she's a bitch too.
You know? So there's that.
But I haven't watched any of it, though. I don't know why. It's probably something. I don't watch court TV. I never really do. It
seems cringeworthy.
Well, this one does. But it's also, with all the other crap happening, it might be kind of interesting. But I'm just too lost now. I'm not going to.
Well, it must
have no interest in it.
Yeah, it must be doing well because I read on Twitter the other day they it got picked up for season two. So.
God.
Yeah.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Growing number of vehicles getting stuck in the mud in parts of Lake Mead National Recreation Area.
Hey-o, that's a hey-o, I'm
that
sorry.
That used to be underwater.
Delayed hey-o. Yeah, that was a delayed hey-o, right.
Oh, everybody's taking their Jeeps out to run through the lake and getting stuck.
Yeah. Oh, Lake Mead, I saw that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Going mudding. Right. Oh, yeah, this is too much.
They get stuck in a dense layer of mud and silt.
It's muddier than it looks, and they get stuck.
That's what she said.
Right. Yeah. Muddier than it looks underneath. So they say the desert sun hardening the top layer of ground, which hides several feet of unstable mud below it. It'll cost you $700 for a tow.
Did you see
that's
the
a lot of money, man.
Images of all the boats that are showing up now, all the sunken boats?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
More? Are they find more bodies yet?
No.
They will.
No, haven't seen that.
Lots of boats.
Any pirate ships or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Old colonial warships? Mm-hmm.
The water level there at Lake Mead is expected to drop another 26 feet by September of 2023.
Right.
And that's just done.
Right. Yeah.
Well, no, it's actually fed by the Colorado River.
Yeah, it is.
So if the drought ends, it may come back. It may not.
But it's been a while.
That has to be wrecking the economy there.
Here's the way it goes, if you want to know. Let's see. It's projected to rise. Let's see. Water level falling a bit more each month until December of this year. Projected to rise from 1,037 feet to 1,039 feet in December, raising for 3 months and then falling again for seven consecutive months in 2023. So they have that figured out somehow.
Well, they've got the snowpack. And they figure the rate of melt, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Goes into the river. Fills up the reservoir. Then it gets dry again. Then it goes away.
Second shipment of baby formula arriving today from Europe. Abbott Nutrition restarting their bad production next weekend. Hopefully it won't be bad then.
I did see what I thought when I kept seeing these, they just walk into a store and stock up. They don't do it that way. They do it for people. I mean, professionals are handing it out to people that really need it.
That was the first round. Yeah. This round, some of these are going to be going to stores.
Well, good, good, good. Eventually, I just meant that, people hoard crap.
Absolutely.
You know? Because it's only about them. We've seen that when it comes to everything anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much formula is actually coming in? I'm just picturing, like, a giant plane. It's got to be more than one plane.
Yeah, one of them was one plane.
No, a plane.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got some big-ass planes,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
You know, those like big cargo jets.
A cargo jet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That can carry a lot of stuff.
Right.
Like, I'm dumb, but it still blows my mind that planes like that can even fly.
Yeah, especially when they load in tanks and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's
tanks
crazy.
Are heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
If you learn nothing from today's show, remember that.
That he's dumb?
Tanks are heavy.
Okay. I'm dumb.
Well, I think I make that pretty apparent.
Oh, well, you're not dumb. You're curious. Like,
well,
the
yeah, stuff like,
time.
Just like the...
There was an email about that
yesterday.
Works
like that is crazy.
Some guy appreciate you saying... Some guy appreciates you asking dumb questions.
Yeah, because he said he has the same questions,
question,
he feels
right.
smart when he knows the answer right. to your dumb question.
Right. Is that what he said?
Yeah, okay. It makes him feel better.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he meant he has the same dumb questions sometimes.
Yeah, he said
that too, okay. Yeah.
He said he sometimes has the same dumb questions, but sometimes he knows the answer and he goes, oh, I'm smart.
Well, be prepared. One of us is going to ask a dumb question when it comes to every subject. That's what we do.
No doubt.
Yeah, and Nick only helps, you know.
Well, I used to, like, wonder if I shouldn't ask those questions. Like, it's going to sound stupid. Well, it sounds stupider to have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
You're just playing a character, Nick.
Right. Sure.
We're all on the radio. It's just a character.
Yeah, let's call it that.
No, but I think you can talk to science people, and some would make arguments that the plane shouldn't be able to fly based on whatever science they're
They've
able to fly.
It is crazy.
Yeah, but according to me,
yeah.
My math...
Is there going to be a planes aren't real conspiracy?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's a Scientific American article. I haven't dived into it yet. No one can explain why planes stay in the air.
Well, that sounds scary.
Then they must not.
Right. Is that from Southwest Magazine?
Right. Engines and wings?
Yeah, right.
Okay, here's in brief. On a strictly mathematical level, engineers know how to design planes that will stay aloft, but equations don't explain why aerodynamic lift occurs.
Jesus. I just blame Jesus.
Yes, well.
Or thank him.
All right.
Yeah, every day.
That's good enough. Yeah.
Right.
That's good enough. Yeah.
That's a better explanation than you're going to get here.
No,
from
it's
science.
That's actually a horrible explanation.
Yeah, well, no, they really don't have one.
Right.
So at least you have one.
Mm-hmm.
In France, Nathan Paulin, or Paulin, or whatever, claimed a world record by walking 1.4 miles on a tightrope.
Impressive.
Man.
In one direction?
Yes.
Oh, was it out and back?
Yeah, well, that actually asked you a good question. I originally thought it was a dumb question. I think that's because that tightrope has to be
strong. That's a really long tightrope.
Because that would add a degree of difficulty if you had to turn around.
Yeah.
No, I think it's tougher to walk straight.
No, I think the turning around to go back is probably a difficult maneuver.
Well, yeah, they didn't know how to do that. They know how to do that.
You probably have to balance on one foot for at least a second.
And then you got
to
take...
You mean like when you take a step?
Yeah. They know what they're doing when they turn around.
Yeah, but the big pole that you're holding to balance, you get that thing swinging.
This guy's not holding a pole.
No pole?
What?
You got to hold the pole.
How about walking
backwards?
He's
amazing.
If he can walk backwards for 1.4 miles on a tightrope.
It took him 2 hours. Almost 1.5 miles.
I saw a guy walking backwards on the treadmill yesterday. He had to look at his face like, I know I look like an idiot.
300 feet in the air.
Whoa.
No pole. He might be attached. It's tough to tell from this picture I've got.
I don't care if he's attached because I do, but it's at least he didn't fall, right? So it's still pretty good.
Yeah. Right.
No, but that pace is a casual stroll.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to die to do things. So attach it.
2 hours, 1.4 miles? I don't know.
I just want to know how they found some two things 1.4 miles apart to attach the rope to.
One of them is an island.
Oh.
Which island?
So he was walking over water?
Mont-Saint-Michel.
But there had to be support.
2 hours to go
make
1 mile.
There had to be taut in the middle somewhere, tied down a little bit, too.
Yeah, you would think.
It couldn't just...
It would sag.
It would sag, yeah.
I don't know. Of course, that is why they call it a tight rope.
Right. But to keep it that tight for a minute, a mile...
It looks pretty tight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And ropey.
That's the way we like it. But bring a pole, though, if it's tight. That's what I want.
You always say that.
Yeah. You better bring that pole. Tighten up.
Now that asshole in Idaho is going to be looking at trees, seeing where he can hang a tight rope.
He is a dick. We wouldn't even know about that guy except for Craig. So actually, the reason he's a dick is because of Craig on this show.
Yeah.
There you go, email. My aerodynamic engineering degree had plenty of math that fully explained how planes fly.
All right, so Tom was wrong. Well, they obviously fly.
We'll take that guy's word for it. We don't need to know. We don't prove it. No, we don't need to know the math.
He might have been looking at an article, Todd, from 1910 or something, before they figured it out.
Yeah, well, take it up with this author who has written 10 science books, including The Hindenburg Disaster.
He doesn't know.
Tyler? Tyler wrote those books?
Yeah.
No, that was
I don't believe him.
I wonder what his other books are. Like, how do planes fly? It's what's an apple?
Right.
So did you see the video of the woman who chased the eagle off of her pet goose?
Yes.
Oh, I heard she's
in her underwear.
She's
just in her underwear,
And she's holding a, she was breastfeeding
breastfeeding a child.
So that's all she had on.
Oh, that's why she had him out.
Right.
Was she hot? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't really see much.
Well,
she just runs out in her underwear.
If you go dive deeper into the story, there show pictures of the family. And she's
she's got clothes on there.
Right. She's an attractive woman, but then you can picture her.
Do you see her nips in this picture?
No.
Damn it.
Little side boob.
All right. That's enough sometimes.
And her panties. She's out there in her panties yelling at a bald eagle.
So she's...
So it's actually dramatic.
Why is she outside in her panties?
She wasn't.
Okay.
She ran outside.
She looked out the window and saw the eagle swoop in, which is fantastic footage. This eagle swoops into the front porch, basically, and snags up a goose.
Their pet goose.
And it's her goose. Right?
And it's her goose.
Right,
she doesn't care for this.
Porch,
she happens to be, she
happens
to be breastfeeding and just runs out screaming at the eagle. The eagle goes, whoa, hey, sorry.
Sorry, you know it's your goose.
Right, exactly.
And she didn't even put the baby down?
No, there's no time to put the baby down when you're saving the goose.
Did the baby stay attached?
Like, yes.
Yeah. Looked like it.
Yeah, just her head bouncing down, sucking. Yeah.
She probably could have let go and it had enough suction going where it would just hung on to that nipple.
Did you see the lady that...
I know I would have.
...that takes the peacock off the peacock eggs? That
one? Oh, yeah.
No.
Then karma comes right back around.
First of all, she's trying to take these eggs from the peacock eggs. Maybe, I don't know where this was. And she threw the peacock off like, you know, get out of here. I'm going to take these eggs. And she's doing it, and the peacock comes back and just attacks her. And it's the best.
I'm team peacock there.
Right. Oh, big time.
Yeah.
All over peacock. Why do they? Yeah, I didn't know the story behind that. It looked like, I don't know where it was. Didn't look like the United States at all. Could have been. I don't know. But why are peacock eggs? People probably eat those, I guess. You know.
I would imagine.
Yeah. And the peacock said, "No, they're my kids, man."
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this lady's fast.
Is she?
Well, do you see the eagle?
Why is there video of it?
The eagle, it's like one of those outdoor.
Okay, got it.
Yeah,
because some of these videos now are just so staged on TikTok, I can't even watch it anymore.
Yeah, I think this is going to be tough to stage.
Yeah, it's not staged, obviously, if it's a camera outside.
Yeah.
Oh, the eagle just takes off. Wow.
A Tom Brady one yesterday.
The fake ones he does?
Tom Brady does. Hits about a 200-yard iron shot, and it goes in the hole.
Yeah.
Of course it's fake.
It's fake,
but people believe it's real.
Well, they believe you could throw the ball into the that football thing. And
the jugs gun.
Yeah, that's not – you can't
do that. The little jugs machine.
Yeah, that was fake.
No,
yeah.
Those tires are spinning at 300 miles an hour.
You can't do that.
You'd have to throw the football 500 miles an hour.
To stick in there.
To get it to go.
Right. And
into.
Perfectly. And
yeah,
perfect.
If you did hit it, it would come right back at you. Yeah.
Sure.
I feel bad for anybody that's around Tom Brady. He's like, you know, it would be funny. Like, no, Tom.
No.
It won't be funny.
You ever heard a word overexposed, Mr. Brady?
Yeah, he just needs constant attention.
He does. He does.
According to exoticmeatmarkets.com.
Like by the way, Nick's tonight.
Yeah. I'll be at Choo Choo's tonight.
Go see Nick tonight. We're
validate
on the
my existence.
We're on the radio every day. We get a live show next week. I hate those guys that need constant attention. Plus, wave at me. Come on, I'm waving at you. I need constant attention over here. Hit the damn notes.
Peacock eggs are good.
All right. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I'd like to try some. Or even one.
Yeah. Are they big?
Mm-hmm. They're bigger than regular looking eggs, but not. They weren't like big.
It's not like an ostrich egg.
Yeah, it wasn't like a Flintstone egg.
But bigger than a chicken egg.
It wasn't a pterodactyl egg or something like that. Yeah. But the peacock was pissed. All right, come on back. We need another hour of attention. Come on back.
You are listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find. Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.